Let's just pray again before we come to God's word. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word is true. We thank you that you give your word so that we can find life. Lord, we thank you that you're a God who reveals yourself to us, Lord, so we can reveal you to other people. Holy Spirit, come now and just open our ears, open our eyes to hear your word, to see your word. Lord, I just pray that you give me words to speak that come from heaven. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm a bit full of cold this morning, so if I'm a bit spluttery or a bit coughy, I do apologise from the off. I was going to preach this morning on the Lord's Prayer. I was going to preach on that, and that's been my plan all week. And then I sat down last night just to do a few final preparations on that, and God said, no. And I was like, oh, really? I've been away for the last couple of days at a friend's wedding, and I thought, God, I hadn't had time to do anything else other than what I've prepared already. Really, I don't want to preach on something else now. I just really felt God to say, tell people I love them. Tell the church about love. And what God just said is, share about that. And basically share what you spoke about at your friend's wedding this morning. So this morning I'm going to share with you a little bit padded out in other places, effectively what I was sharing on Friday at my friend's wedding about love. And it does kind of link in with what we were talking about last week in terms of prayer. Because last week, if you remember, I was talking about how prayer is about building intimacy between us and God. And it's out of that intimacy, out of that identity in God, that then comes the release of God's power in our lives. Out of that relationship comes the power of God to work in and through us, to help us live kingdom lives, to help us live the mission of God, to help us see circumstances changed, lives changed. It's out of that relationship. So I was speaking on love, as you do at weddings, and I was given the classic passage of Corinthians chapter 13, and the thing I noticed, though, the thing I was sharing, was the fact love is something which is received and experienced. And out of that experience is something which is shared and expressed. It's very hard to show love if you have not been loved. Because love is something which is experienced before being shared. Because love is a gift that is given. So out of your experience of love comes your ability to love. And the problem with it is that human love always misses the mark. Human love never quite makes it. As Paul writes in Corinthians, it's like a poor reflection of what love should be. That even though, no matter how hard we try as human beings to love each other, we always miss the mark. We never quite make it to where it needs to be. No matter how hard we love each other, we still end up hurting each other sometimes. We still end up not quite making it where it needs to be. It doesn't quite make the mark. And the Corinthian church, which Paul writes to in Corinthians, and particularly like chapter 13, is a church which has got an issue with love because they are missing the mark. They're obsessed with both power, they're obsessed with the gifts of the Spirit, they're obsessed with position, they're obsessed with status. And Paul says, you've completely missed the foundations of Christian being. He says the foundations of Christian being are faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is God's love. And so, if we want to be people who live kingdom lives, I was thinking about this before, it's nothing new to us. We've got to be people who are loving. And Paul says the love we need inside of us is like that of Corinthians 13. So if you've got a Bible, we'll go to Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And Paul says, and now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gifts of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge. And if I have faith that can move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see, but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I will know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. If we believe what the Bible tells us, the fact that God is love, then this could be given as a description about who God is, what God is like, and the type of love that God offers us. Because as much as we might love humanly to each other, I'm not sure any of us can say the fact that our love is always hoping, always persevering, always trusting, always rejoicing. It might be sometimes, it might be occasionally, but that always, the fact that it never ever runs out. It never fails. That's the love that God has for us. Unconditional, lavish love, which is the offer of Christ Jesus. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but find eternal life. God wants to love you for all eternity. God wants to lavish his love on you for all eternity. And there's a free offer there of that love. If you recognise who Christ is and what he has done for you and the love that that shows, you can find love which lasts for eternity. Because God's love, when everything else fades away, maintains into eternity. It always lasts. And so we can put our trust in the hope of God. We can put our trust in the hope of God's love. Because when everything else comes to a cease, his love will still be there. And our faith will still be there. And our hope in him will still be there. So these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And Paul is trying to say to the Corinthian church, you've got so caught up in your church, in ministries. You've got so caught up in your church, in positions and status. You've got so caught up in trying to do all the things of church life. But it's meaningless if it's not caged in love. If love is not the root behind everything you're doing, no matter how gifted you are as a preacher, as a teacher, as a children's worker, as a youth worker, working with older people, working with toddlers, no matter, working in a music group, whatever it is, and any other gifts in church, whatever it is we do, it all means nothing if it's not about love. We serve out of an expression of love. Paul is saying, our love misses the mark. Our love doesn't quite cut it. But you can experience divine love. You can experience the type of love that Corinthians 13 talks about. You can experience that type of love. And when you experience that type of love, it allows you to express that type of love. So what happens is, when you feel impatient with each other, think about the love that God has shown you. The patience that God has shown you. And express that type of love to each other. When you're not feeling maybe as kind as you often need to be, think about the kindness that God has shown you. And out of that memory of God's love for you, express that kindness to each other. When we're keeping a record of wrongs for each other, when we're sort of going, oh, I've done this wrong, and this, and this, and this, I wonder how many more things I'm going to do wrong. Think about the fact that God keeps a record of wrongs. That when your faith is in Christ, there is no record of wrongs. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far God has removed our transgressions from us. Out of that experience of God's love, so show that expression to each other. It says in 1 John the fact that we can only love because he first loved us. So being rooted in God's love, being rooted in who he is crucial for everything else we do. Before we do anything else as a church and as Christians, we have to get this in our heads and in our hearts. That it's about love. Because Paul is saying, it doesn't matter how great your words are, it doesn't matter how good you are at anything in church life or anything you are in life, if it's not caged in love, it's not rooted in love, it is just meaningless. Because it will just pass away. I was going to preach about the Lord's Prayer, as I said, and when I was looking at that, and the first word of that prayer, those first words are, "Our Father." It's the relationship that we have. God says, "You are in relationship with me. Let me show you my love. Let me show you who I am. Know that you are loved by God." Because when you're loved by God, everything else starts to be seen in a perspective of eternity. It starts to be seen in a perspective of the truth of who God is, the things that will last for all eternity. So recognize that God is our Father. And out of the way he loves us, that helps us love each other. And the more we draw close to God, the closer it will draw us to each other. Because when we're closer to God, we receive more of his love. We live more in the reality of his love. And that helps us share love to each other. It's crucial that love is the key. And the same way that love comes out of a relationship with God, so that God's power comes out of a relationship with God. I've spoken before, for me, the greatest gift that God can give is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The power of God to work in and through us. The gift of that love. God puts his love, his spirit, inside of us. One who is just like Christ. Christ, the ultimate picture of love, sacrificing oneself for the sake of all of us. God puts that inside of us. And we're called to live that life out to show other people what the world is like. Power comes from God's love. And if we go to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, we hear the word saying, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, you may be strengthened with all power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of God's people to grasp how wide and long, how high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the full measure of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Love gives power and expression. So in the same way that we experience love, and we can then express love, so we can experience God's power to then express God's power. We can experience the Holy Spirit to empower us to do things in our life. We can live empowered lives. And love is the thing that empowers us. Because love will always be. If God is love, and he is the source of all things, then power must come from love. Love is the thing that will keep us going. Love is the thing which will help us live kingdom lives and see God's kingdom ushered in. And I love the fact that it says in that passage, the fact that love never fails. Love never fails. See, whatever challenges we face in life, whatever circumstances we come up against. The great truth is the fact that love will always outlast it. Love will always remain when those situations and circumstances have finished. No matter what we face in life, the challenges, the storms of life, the hard things in life, the great hope is the fact that love is greater than all those things. Love will conquer. Love will ultimately always remain. Because if everything else ceases, it will still be there. It will still be there. So love has the ability to conquer all challenges, all circumstances. Doesn't mean to say that they go away, but it means it gives us a hope to which we can cling to. So we know that love will ultimately be the thing that wins out. And it says in 1 John again that perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. When we have times of hardship and trial, the Bible says time and time again, look to 1 Peter where it says, cast your burdens upon Jesus because he cares for you. You can bring everything you have, every situation, every circumstance before God. And in doing that process, what we're saying is, God, I can't do this, but I know you can. I know that I am a child of God who is loved by the Father. Let me know your love so that perfect love can cast out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. So love has power to conquer every circumstance, every situation. And if we go to Philippians chapter 4, 4 to 9, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about everything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. See, love brings peace. A pastor saying, live a life rejoicing in God. Live in the fullness of who he is. And too often in the Christian life, we don't live in the fullness of who God is. So we either don't feel worthy, we don't think he would truly love us, we don't think he truly cares about us. And God says, yes, I do. I am like your Father. I do care about you. I do love you. You are worthy enough for me in Christ. God loves us, and love empowers us, but love also brings God's peace. When we rejoice in God, when we bring every circumstance back to God, we find his love, we find his truth, and the words of Philippians say, we can find a peace that passes all understanding. See, the reason why we can pray is because God cares. If God didn't care, he wouldn't have used prayer as a tool for us to communicate with him. Prayer shows that God cares. Because he allows us to bring every situation to him. He's made a way for us to be able to communicate with him, with the living God, the God of heaven and earth. So prayer shows us that he cares. And he says, whatever circumstance you face, you can bring your prayers, your requests, your petitions before me. And in that place of knowing that it's in God's hands, it can bring a peace which passes all understanding. This doesn't mean to say the fact that we suddenly become okay with situations and circumstances. It's not saying that. It's saying that there's an inner stillness that we find, where we know that even though everything is pretty chaotic, everything isn't great, we still know there's a hope. There's a God who loves us. And it can bring a deep reality, a deep peace into our hearts. God's love and God's peace are two of the greatest blessings he has given to us. And praying for God's peace is something which I think we've missed in the church. When I've been involved in prayer teams in the past, the most powerful prayer that can ever be prayed is, God, bring your peace. When I've seen people frantic, crazy, people going absolutely, just really struggling with different situations and circumstances. When I've been praying for people, to pray God's peace brings such a sense of power. It's such an amazing prayer to pray. Because it's the prayer of faith. Think about Jesus calming the storm. He's there at peace in the bow of the boat, in the storm of life. And when everyone else around him is freaking out, he stands up, and what's the cry of faith? Peace, be still. Peace, be still. It brings power. The praying of God's peace is a release of his power. It's the shalom. It's not just like the word peace that we have. It's that everything being as it should be. All of chaos being brought to order. Life being right. God being who he is. We being who we are. That is the reality of peace. And that comes out of God's love. So I just want to pray that we be a church who recognise that God loves us. And that love is the thing that we are seeking to be at the heart of all that we do. Because we can do all this stuff, but if it's not rooted in love, it is just, it will not last. It will fade away. And I want to live a life as a Christian where the things that I do in this life have an eternal value and will last into eternity because they're rooted in God's love. So if you struggle with love today, turn to God and ask him to reveal his love more to you, so that you can love more in his power, not out of human love, but in divine love. And know that in divine love, we can find a sense of peace because God cares about us in every situation, every circumstance. Because love conquers all things. Perfect love casts out all fear. So live a life of God's love and a life of God's peace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are a God of love. We thank you that you show your love in the person of Jesus Christ, your Son, sent into this world to die on a cross for our sins, so that we can be in relationship with you, so we can be loved by you, so we can be cherished by you. Lord, we thank you that you say we can bring every need, every burden to the foot of the cross. And in that place, we can find your hope. We can find your joy. And Lord, we can find your provision and we can find your love. Holy Spirit, help us live lives empowered by love. So what we do is not living for ourselves, but doing everything for your kingdom and your glory. Amen. Amen.